Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Catastrophic floods of biblical proportions have deluged the American heartland, from North Dakota east to Ohio and south to Louisiana. It's been the wettest 12 months since they started keeping weather records in 1895. Planting of corn and soybean crops has been delayed or canceled over enormous swaths of the nation's breadbasket, with as yet uncalculated consequences for America's farmers and food supply. Climate scientists say these conditions are going to get much worse in coming years. But hey, President Trump was consorting with sumo wrestlers in Japan last weekend and tweeting his little heart out about Biden having a low IQ and Mueller finding no collusion and something-something Hillary and something-something Obama. For his traveling comfort, he was supplied with Fox News and Big Macs at all times, and a large tarp was draped over the name on the Navy destroyer USS John McCain, which was also visiting Japan, so that the name of the national hero would not offend the president's eye. We are in good hands. On the other hand, for 2 weeks, hundreds of vicious tornadoes have lashed the Midwest, killing at least 10 people and inflicting untold millions of dollars in property damage. One twister in Jefferson City, the capital of Missouri, was a mile wide when it touched down and stayed on the ground for nearly 20 miles. That's not a tornado. That's the end of a significant chunk of the world. But hey, how about those 21 Democrats with stars in their eyes out there kissing babies and eating pizza in order to get to be the next captain of the Titanic? It's wonderful entertainment. Beto jumps in the pool and vanishes. Senator Warren jumps in the pool and vanishes, then appears at the other end, dog paddling tirelessly. Joe Biden jumps in the pool and splashes all the water out. We could just go on and on about it, and we will. Meanwhile, in China, where half of the world's pigs are found, a virus called African swine fever has been killing them in droves for almost a year. There is no vaccine, no medicine, and no defense against this virus except culling. Estimates, which are difficult because everyone involved lies about it, are that of the Chinese herd of 500 million pigs, 100 million are already dead, and at least 50 million more may die before the epidemic wears itself out. Pork prices have skyrocketed in China and will soon be affected worldwide. But hey, in Alabama, Louisiana, Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi, Missouri, and Ohio so far this year, elderly white men have gleefully passed draconian new restrictions on women seeking to terminate pregnancies. Just 43 states and a Supreme Court ruling to go, and everything will be okay. Meanwhile, global trade and shipping is contracting viciously. The U.S. automobile industry is in hospice care. Retail stores around the country are closing by the thousands. The stock market is staggering. Suicide rates are up sharply, and life expectancy in America is down. Obviously, it's time to have a Big Mac and watch some Fox News. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.